Well, it's just, I call molasses just syrup, just homemade molasses. Just you make it out of this sugar cane, you know, that you raise the sugar cane and grind it and cook it out. And the product you get if you cook it out is molasses or syrup. You can call it either one. Is the way I always looked at it.
Well, is molasses, is that thicker or thinner or what?
Not necessarily. It can be thick or thin. Of course, it's usually that homemade syrup is usually pretty thick. Molasses is usually pretty thick. Usually thicker than this stuff you buy out of a store.
Do you put that on pancakes?
Huh?
You put that on pancakes?
Oh yeah, pancake. I eat it with biscuit and butter. You can take hot buttered biscuits and molasses. That used to be the old times favorite dish. Sour belly and hot biscuits and molasses, butter.
Well, if you didn't have syrup or something, you know, what'd you use instead?
Well, my wife always keeps all kind of jellies and jams and stuff like that. She's got several different kind of jellies and stuff like that, and she makes jam out of and fig preserves. She keeps fig preserves. I bet you we've got 25 or 50 quarts of fig preserves right now. She puts up preserve, pear preserve, fig preserve, and berry jam and berry jelly and just anything she gets a hold of to make a jelly out of, you know. They make jellies out of these old muscadines, these old wild grapes that grows out in the woods around here. They call them muscadines. It grows up in trees, and you can take them, and they make good jelly. Of course, you have to mix all this bulk stuff with them, you know, sugar and sirto and all that kind of stuff, you know. They got stuff now you can just make jelly out of anything, jelly, you know.
Now, you said you had an orchard. I guess you might grow things out there, or you did. You know, some people did, you said.
Had a what?
Had an orchard.
Well, they just called it an orchard, just a patch where they had the... Well, they planted peach trees. They used to have 4 or 5 acres a lot of time and just set out the trees and they'd try to go down to the peach orchard, you know.
Did you have one of those?
No, I never did have a regular orchard. The only time I ever had the trees around the place was just planting them around, just first one place and another peach tree.
Where were they? Just point to them. Which way they were?
Well, I never did have any around here. Oh. We never did grow any peaches up here, but down at the other place we had a few peaches. We've had peaches around. I don't believe we ever did have a peach tree that produced peaches on this place. I don't think we did. And a very few down to the other place. We had some pears down there, and we've got some pears here. We've got 2 pear trees here north of the house. Speaking of the peach orchard, made me think of a little tale one time. Is that same old boy that I told you about rode the horse and put the meal on his back to keep from being so much weight on his horse? They said when he's a kid, he's terrible to cry. And said he's the awfulest crybaby you ever seen. And he'd just get started to cry, and his mother or nobody couldn't do anything with him. He'd just cry for hours at a time. And one day there's some neighbors there, and he was just crying and crying, just had the whole place disturbed. And they was trying to think of everything in the world to do for the child to hush him. And they couldn't think of nothing. He finally hushed up long enough, says, maybe if you'll take me to the peach orchard, that'll stop me. He wanted some peaches, you know, and he's crying for peaches. Never had total. Now, I'd have taken him to the peach orchard, but he wouldn't have been good peaches. Could have been getting one of them peach sprouts, you know, one of them peach limbs. If he was big enough to tell him where to take him to hush him, I'd hush him, wouldn't you?
I'd make him a little louder, I think.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they said, maybe you'll take me to peach orchard, that'll stop me.
Well, you know, back in the Depression, like during Prohibition, when Prohibition started, did people ever make whiskey?
Sure, made it all over this country. Used to be a distill right over across the river here, just right over here, a neighbor of mine running.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
What did you call it?
Well, called it a distill.
But the stuff he made?
Bootleg whiskey. Called it bootleg.
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
Well, white lightning. White lightning, bootleg. Yeah, I heard you call white lightning most times.
What about if it was legal whiskey, but it was just real cheap? Would they call it anything different then? Would that be same as white lightning?
Rot good. I've heard them call it this old rot good whiskey.